Future Reflections, Volume 31, Number 1, Winter 2012. Announcement for audio subscribers. At the 2011 NFB convention, we announced that publications that are currently available on audio cassette would eventually be provided on USB drives. Starting with the summer 2012 issue, Future Reflections will no longer be available on cassette. There are, of course, other ways for cassette readers to continue to get Future Reflections. If you have access to the Internet, Future Reflections can be read or downloaded in Microsoft Word, as an audio MP3 file, or as a DAISY recording, meaning that it can be navigated easily by article. If you want to read the magazine in print, we continue to provide it in this format. Future Reflections is also now available on NFB Newsline. Access Newsline using any of the options available, and Future Reflections will appear in the magazine section. If you prefer to read by listening to high-quality human narration, we can still ship Future Reflections to you by mail. Instead of a cassette tape, you will receive a USB drive, sometimes called a thumb drive or memory stick. The digital player provided by the National Library Service has two slots for playing recorded material. The most familiar one is on the front of the unit. It accepts the special cartridges used by the library. The second slot is found on the right side of the unit, near the headphone jack, and unless you have removed it, or it has become dislodged, the slot is covered by a protective rubber pad. Removing this pad reveals an indentation in the unit where the USB drive is inserted. It will go into the unit in only one direction, so if you encounter resistance, flip the drive over and try inserting it again. The main cartridge slot used to play books from the library must be empty before you insert the memory stick in the right side of the player. If the main slot has a cartridge in it, the digital player will ignore the USB drive. Once the USB drive has been inserted, the player should function just as it does when you are reading a book. Pressing the rewind or advance keys moves back or ahead by 5 seconds. Pressing the previous or next element key moves from article to article, or in some cases, moves to the next section in an article in which divisions are present. If you remove the USB drive to use the player for other material, when you again insert it, reading should resume from the place where you stopped reading. The USB drive will be every bit as functional as the cassettes we have been providing. The audio quality should be improved, along with the navigation, and the drive should last many years. If you think you will want to refer to an issue again, you are welcome to keep the drive. However, because drives cost more than cassettes and can be used hundreds of times, readers are encouraged to return the USB drives by using the return envelope that will be sent along with them. This will help us save money for other programs. Current cassette readers who wish to continue receiving Future Reflections after the Spring 2012 edition must contact the Federation's Publications voicemail at 410-659-9314, extension 2344. You may also email your request to nfbpublications@nfb.org to specify if you would like to subscribe to the print, email, or USB drive edition. Please be sure to supply your first and last names. If leaving a voicemail, please spell both, your address, and the format in which you want to receive Future Reflections. Please remember that this is only for current cassette subscribers. Be assured that all voicemail messages will be received and that your information will be updated prior to each issue being mailed. If you currently receive Future Reflections in another format, you need do nothing. Your subscription will continue. But please understand that, if you are currently a cassette subscriber, doing nothing will mean that you stop receiving Future Reflections. Please think about the new options and let us know how to keep you informed.